Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 28th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of local and regional news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. 15 regions chosen for groundbreaking effort to reduce cardiovascular disease. The American Heart Association's Cardiovascular Kidney Metabolic Health Initiative is expanding to include 15 regions across the U.S. with the support of sponsors like Novo Nordisk and Boehringer Ingelheim. This initiative aims to improve treatment for interconnected conditions that lead to heart disease and stroke. Healthcare sites in these regions will impact the care of over 250,000 patients, focusing on increasing awareness, screening, and treatment for cardiovascular kidney metabolic CKM syndrome. Selected regions include Bronx and Brooklyn, New York, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Miami and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The initiative is a response to the rising rates of risk factors and low levels of CKM health in the U.S., with just 10% of adults having excellent CKM health. Through collaboration and new therapies, the initiative seeks to establish a model of care that consistently provides evidence-based therapies to those with CKM conditions.
New tax law services available for Dallas residents. Residents and enterprises in Dallas now have access to experienced legal support for IRS or state tax issues with the expansion of J. David Tax Law's services to the region. The firm specializes in tax debt resolution, audit defense, and penalty relief, negotiating with tax authorities to provide significant financial relief for clients. Recent successful cases include resolving a $1.6 million IRS audit adjustment, overturning a $126,000 Texas Comptroller tax assessment, and reducing a $68,000 liability to $5,538. With a strategic, evidence-driven approach, J. David Tax Law aims to assist Dallas taxpayers overwhelmed by tax challenges, offering expert legal support to diminish or eliminate financial obligations. State Roundup: Klaus Meyer bypasses Madigan as she names new Inspector General. Maryland's federal workforce drops. Demolition begins at Pimlico. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier bypassed Kelly Madigan to name Khadija E. Walker as the new Inspector General. Maryland's federal workforce saw a 3,500 job decline in June, the largest in 29 years. Demolition has started at Pimlico Racecourse. Howard and Montgomery counties are cracking down on paid house parties. University of Maryland College Park made unapproved purchases. Harford County schools are heading to trial over a social media lawsuit. Former Letgover Steele doubts Trump's tax cut will help GOP in midterms. Justice Dept and conservative law firm target voter registrations in Maryland. Attorneys defending Baltimore jail reprimanded for citing AI-generated citations. Montgomery County signs a law to give preference to displaced federal workers. Community rallies behind Easton Pastor detained by ICE. Carroll County deputies will start serving ICE warrants on August 1st. Ocean City wind farm battle intensifies with legal challenges. Businessman Tom Creek joins the race for Ward 1 alderman in Annapolis as an independent. Johns Hopkins and GBC announce transition of Be Local initiative to GBC. The Greater Baltimore Committee, GBC, and Johns Hopkins University and Medicine announced today that management of the BLOCAL program is transitioning from Johns Hopkins to GBC. BLOCAL, a successful economic impact initiative co-led by Johns Hopkins since 2016, supports local hiring, procurement, and investment in the Baltimore region. GBC will undertake a feasibility study supported by the Annie E. Casey Foundation to shape the next phase of BLOCAL's evolution. Be Local committed over $69 million in its initial 3 years to invest in Baltimore City businesses and residents, with partners spending over $1.4 billion on goods and services from local businesses and hiring more than 4,000 Baltimore City residents. The relaunch of Blocal aligns with GBC's multi-year agenda to drive inclusive economic growth across the region.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.